Adrian van der Donck was a lawyer who in 1641 transplanted himself to the Hudson River Valley, then part of the Dutch colony of New Amsterdam. He became a kind of prosecutor bill collector for the Dutch West India Company, which owned and operated the colony as a private fiefdom. Whenever possible, van der Donck ignored his duties and tramped around the forests and valleys upstate. He spent a lot of time with the Haudenosaunee, the indigenous name for the Five Nations of the Iroquois, whose insistence on personal liberty fascinated him. "They were," he wrote, "all free by nature, and will not bear any domineering or lording over them." When a committee of settlers decided to complain to the government about the Dutch West India Company's dictatorial behavior, it asked van der Donck, the only lawyer in New Amsterdam, to compose a protest letter and travel with it to The Hague. His letter set down the basic rights that, in his view, belonged to everyone on American soil, the first formal call for liberty in the colonies. It is tempting to speculate that van der Donck drew inspiration from the attitudes of the Haudenosaunee. The Dutch government responded to the letter by taking control of New Amsterdam from the Dutch West India Company and establishing an independent governing body in Manhattan, thereby setting into motion the creation of New York City. Angered by their loss of power, the company directors effectively prevented van der Donck's return for 5 years. While languishing in Europe, he wrote a nostalgic pamphlet extolling the land he had come to love. Every fall, he remembered, the Haudenosaunee set fire to the woods, plains, and meadows to thin out and clear the woods of all dead substances and grass, which grow better the ensuing spring. At first, the wildfire had scared him, but over time, van der Donck had come to relish the spectacle of the yearly burning. "Such a fire is a splendid sight when one sails on the Hudson and Mohawk rivers at night, while the forest is ablaze on both banks," he recalled. With the forest burning to the right and the left, the colonists' boats passed through a channel of fire, their passengers as goggle-eyed at the blaze as children at a video arcade. "Fire and flames are seen everywhere and on all sides, a delightful scene to look on from afar."